The New York Times has published a startling report on the racial disparities in New York State's parole system. An analysis of thousands of cases finds that fewer than one in six black or Hispanic men were released after their first parole hearing. That's compared to one in four white men who were released just after one hearing. Joining us now to talk about the Times investigation is New York Times reporter Michael Schwartz. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
So you report that parole has kind of devolved into this hurried, often chaotic process. Could you describe these hearings and how they can disadvantage black or Hispanic inmates?
Sure. First of all, the hearings, there are a lot of them. The board sees as many as 80 per week, and that week consists of just 2 days when they're actually conducting these hearings. And so most of these hearings, as we're told, take about 10 minutes. In that 10 minutes, a panel of parole board commissioners, as they're called, has to weigh an inmate, a number of factors. They have to weigh an inmate's disciplinary record in prison. They have to weigh an inmate's criminal record and look at the programs that the inmate has taken while in prison. And then the inmate gets a chance to make his or her case. So oftentimes they don't have much of a sense of what they're supposed to say to make their case. And so what happens is you have this very, very rushed system. Also, you have a system where the parole board is dominated by white men and women, largely from upstate and largely with law enforcement backgrounds or backgrounds in victim services. And so you have a board that doesn't look much like the inmate population, which is predominantly black and Latino.
You also write that some of these hearings are done via video screen. Is that right?
Actually, most of the hearings right now are done via video screen. Just a handful of prisons around the state do in-person interviews. And when we spoke to four former commissioners and their service spanned between 2000 and 2014, they thought, each one of them thought, that this gives the inmate, puts the inmate at a disadvantage, that an in-person interview, at an in-person interview, an inmate has more of a chance to make a case for themselves and more of a chance to make a connection, which really seems to be a key factor in getting a positive decision from the parole board, making some kind of connection with them. And as we point out in the story, it is often white inmates who have more in common, white inmates, particularly from upstate, who have more in common with the parole board commissioners that they're seeing that have an opportunity to make this connection.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about the parole board itself. You write that political patronage is an issue here. How does this system work? How does one get a job on this board?
It's an appointment. The governor appoints you, and the Senate approves you. In practice, these positions are worked out behind the scenes, as are a lot of things in Albany. The confirmation process, and we've watched several of these, you know, it happens very quickly. A candidate has just a few minutes, reads out their credentials, and usually they're unanimously approved. We found several cases where the parole board commissioners are longtime donors to local and national campaigns, both on the Republican side and on the Democrat side. And these are not, you know, this is not part-time work. This is a full-time job. They get over $100,000 a year in their salaries. And so it's not something that's sort of a side job for these people.
Have you gotten any response to your report, to your findings from the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision?
Nothing yet, aside from what's in the story and from the governor's office as well. They do insist that they're making changes to make the process fairer. There are rules that the administration has proposed that would do away with the practice of using boilerplate decisions. What we're told is that often commissioners will come in and sometimes even have their minds made up about which way they're going to go in an inmate, in any particular inmate's case, and might even have the basic decision drawn out already. What the governor's office says is that there are rules that are being proposed in the midst of public comment period right now that would make commissioners give more of a specific reason for denying an inmate's parole.
Okay, Michael Schwartz, reporter for the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.